Report, court order in Rishi Rice case focuses on guns, phone records, cars. By Dylan Gwynn on May 7, 2024. A restraining order issued by the judge presiding over one of the two lawsuits involving Chiefs wide receiver Rishi Rice has ordered Rice not to destroy any phone records, receipts, or credit cards used in the 6 hours preceding the multi-car collision he was involved in. On March 30, Rice and a high-performance sports car he owns were involved in a street race on a Dallas-area freeway that resulted in a major accident with injuries. After the accident, Rice was seen leaving the scene with at least three other men. Authorities claim he left without checking on the status of the other drivers and passengers in the vehicles involved or providing his information. Former SMU wide receiver Theodore Knox and a man named Charles Bush Jr., who were also involved in the incident, were also ordered not to destroy records. In addition, the judge ordered Rice, Knox, and Bush Jr. from altering or destroying any firearms that may have been in either the Corvette or the Lamborghini, and also the license plates of each car, KCTV5 reports. The negligence lawsuit, filed by Kamlesh Desai of Dallas County, seeks more than $1 million. Desai claims that the two drivers, Rice and Noh, were speeding and caused the accident. He also claims to have suffered injuries that could become permanent and is seeking money for medical costs, lost wages, and other costs associated with the accident. However, the lawsuit is only the beginning of Rice's problems, as KCTV reports. In addition to the two lawsuits, Rice is charged with one count of aggravated assault, one count of collision involving serious bodily injury, and six counts of collision involving injury. Dallas police said an investigation determined the 23-year-old was speeding on a Dallas highway when he lost control and crashed. The next hearing date is set for June.